Recording is on.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. My name is Joe Sullivan. I'm chair of the Board of Accountancy. I'm calling this public meeting of the State of Oregon Board of Accountancy to order. Today is Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, and it is 12:03 p.m. This meeting is being held by Zoom. Members of staff and the public may be present by Zoom or in person at the board offices on 200 Hawthorne Avenue Southeast, Suite D 450, Salem, Oregon, 97301. This meeting is being recorded. If you are participating in this meeting by Zoom, please be sure to mute your microphone and unmute only when you are called upon to speak. Please do not use the chat room for any discussions. Should any technical issues arise, the meeting will be paused until they are resolved. And we are having some technical problems already that Martin can address, but we'll keep you posted on those. So I'll now take a roll call of members and guests. I'll first take a roll call of those on Zoom, starting with board members, then move to any other attendees by Zoom before asking those participating in the board office to introduce themselves. So again, Joe Sullivan, board chair. And then I'll just go through and call on people so we can avoid talking over each other. So Haley?
Haley Lyons, board member.
Stu?
Stuart Morris, board member.
Jason?
Jason Robinson, board treasurer.
And then I don't see Dr. Steele present yet.
He is not logged in yet. Joining us. Andrew Barlow, board staff.
Late. And then Raul?
Raul Valdivia, vice chair.
Nancy?
Nancy and Oliver, board member.
Thank you. And then I'll just go in the order I see them for others present on Zoom. So Amber?
Amber Daniels, HR client agency manager.
And we didn't hear that very well, Amber, but Amber Daniels, Daz. Ray?
I'm Ray Johnson, chair of the board's laws and rules committee.
Thanks, Ray. Angie?
Angie Hunt, board legal counsel.
Jennifer from Cranford.
Jennifer Cranford, just CPA member.
Thank you. Sherry?
Sherry McPherson, CEO, OSCPA. Thank you.
Okay, looks like Mr. Jackman.
Tom Jackman with IFA Nurseries, a guest.
Okay. And then Gary?
Gary Holcomb with the OSCPA.
And then also, Jason, did I call on your name when I went through board members?
Yep, you got me.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any others on Zoom that I haven't called on? Hearing none. Martin, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and then go through everyone else that's in the board office?
Absolutely. So Martin Pitioni, Executive Director, present at the board office via Zoom. And we have three other people in the room here, and I'm going to just call on each one of them. I hope we have a little bit of a technical back-end issue here, so we're hotspotting our computers into the Zoom link. So hopefully you can hear us all. We're working on one single mic for all of us to work without feedback. So Erica, do you mind introducing yourself?
Erica Guzman, board staff.
Andrew Barlow, board staff.
Amber.
Amber Daniels again, client agency HR manager.
Okay, thank you. And then I'll just ask one more time, is there anyone on Zoom that we have not recognized? Okay, not seeing or hearing anybody. So we'll go on to agenda item two, the agenda review and approval. And so for the broader audience today, I just wanted to explain that the proposed agenda contains two opportunities for comment. One is a public comment opportunity during the board's rulemaking hearing. That is solely for comments on the current proposed rules, which the board will consider for adoption later on the agenda for today. Our agenda, as always, has a regular public comment opportunity. Please use that opportunity for any remarks not connected to the rules at issue in our rulemaking hearing. and thank you for understanding that. And so with that, can I have a motion to approve our draft agenda as proposed, or does any board member have a motion to amend the agenda?
I make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Okay, I have second. Questions or comments?
This is Andrew Barlow. When you are making a motion and seconding, can you please state your name?
I think it was Nancy that seconded.
Okay, sorry, I was getting some feedback, Martin, that maybe I thought someone was asking a question before we voted.
Jason made the motion, and Nancy seconded it.
Okay, yeah, and I was hearing some feedback after that, so I wasn't sure if that was a question or comment, but hearing none. So all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed say nay. Hearing none. Any abstentions? Hearing none. Motion passes. We'll move on to agenda item 3, which is our rulemaking hearing. So we'll move into the hearing and call the board's public rulemaking hearing on the board's currently proposed rules to order. This rulemaking hearing is soliciting oral comments on the proposed permanent rules for OAR Chapter 801 to permit contracting for examination, application, and CPE audit services and clarify refund and reciprocity rules. Effectively, that the board adopt a version of the proposed rules after considering oral and written comments, those newly adopted rules would replace the temporary rules filed by the board on February 13th, 2023, which can only be in effect for a maximum of 180 days. I will limit comment to 3 minutes per person. Is there anyone on Zoom wishing to comment? If so, state your name, affiliation, and then proceed with your comments. Not seeing anybody with comments. Is there anyone wishing to comment at the board offices?
I'm not seeing anyone raising their hands at the board offices.
Okay. All right, thank you. This concludes our rulemaking hearing. The comment period on these rules is now closed. The board will consider all oral comments and written comments received when we get to agenda item 6. I am now recessing public session for the purpose of entering executive session held pursuant to ORS 192-660 sub 2 sub I to conduct the evaluation for executive director. Therefore, I am asking all guests and staff except for Martin to leave. All board members, Council Hunt and Ms. Daniels from DAS Human Resources are asked to stay for executive session. Any guests at the office, please leave the conference room and for staff to close the conference room doors. Any guests on Zoom who remain logged on, I'm asking staff to place them in a Zoom waiting room.
Okay.
So we can now stop the public session recording. It is now 12:11 p.m.
Okay. Can you give us just a quick minute just for the Zoom logistics on moving folks into the waiting room that are not supposed to be here?
Yes. Will the meeting resume after executive session, or should we just log out for the day?
It will resume because we have other agenda items.
Okay, yes, I thought so. So just making sure. So.
Yeah. And we don't anticipate being there long.
Okay, I'm stopping the recording now. Give me a quick moment to confirm that we have a new recording going. Okay.